This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will use the first anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot to speak bluntly about the impact of this shocking event and to lay responsibility at the feet of former President Donald Trump, according to the White House. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president will speak to the moment, to the importance and history of the peaceful transfer of power, of what we need to do to protect our own democracy and to be forward-thinking. But he will also reflect on the role his predecessor had. Vice President Kamala Harris will give remarks alongside Biden later today. Meantime, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland vowed that the Justice Department prosecutors will pursue perpetrators at any level responsible for the riot. The investigation into the attack on the Capitol is the largest in the Justice Department history. So far, more than 700 people have been arrested, and 350 others are still being sought by the FBI, including 250 of whom are accused of assaulting police officers. Five people died as a result of the rioting. Defending Australian Open tennis champion Novak Djokovic has been denied entry into Australia. Djokovic arrived in Melbourne Thursday to defend his title at the first major tennis tournament of the season, but his visa was canceled. Djokovic received a medical exemption from the strict coronavirus vaccination requirements at the Open, infuriating many Australians. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says if he's not vaccinated, he must provide acceptable proof that he cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons. Djokovic